Kvod HaRav, what does the Rav view about hitting a child for chinuch purposes? And if a parent's actions are considered the best lessons for a child's chinuch, how does a child learn that hitting is allowed for a parent to do, but it's not allowed for a child to do? If the child sees that the parent sometimes hits, then the child sees hitting as permissible. Anonymous from Yerushalayim. First of all, the question, the Michtav Meliyahu speaks about this and shows why it is not a proper question of why children do not learn from the fact that parents hit them. If you look in Chelek Gimel of the Michtav Meliyahu, page 360, you'll see what he says there. In addition, when a person hits a child, he should hit the child not out of anger. He should explain to the child why he's being hit, and that this is for his sake of his education. And therefore, the kind of hitting that a parent does, als chinuch, which Shlomo HaMelech says that if you don't hit a child in that way, and you ignore the things that he does, and don't sometimes give him corporal punishment, then you're going to ruin the child. That doesn't mean that you should excessively hit a child or hit a child in a way that harms the child. But it should be used as a means of chinuch, and the child should know that the parent is not hitting because he lost his temper, because he's out of control, but he's doing it in order to teach the child a lesson, and he's doing it in a way that is totally in a derech of education.